Welcome to the ES Arcade with Emmanuel, Sean, and Randy. Join us as we discuss video games, movies, and comics. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's go crazy!
Did you guys see that? Did you guys all see that?
I heard it.
I was like, I've never experienced
that. That's a first.
I'm keeping it.
Arcadian,
no.
Arcadian, yes. If you are hearing that, then it's Zoom apparently updated.
Yeah.
We are consenting. We're consenting. I give consent.
Yes. You know what? It totally threw off the opening intro, but I'm gonna go with it.
Oh God, that sounds horrible.
Absolutely. That's why you want to keep
Awesome. No. Great. Why the hell?
I don't know, Sean. You literally said, "Hey, if you get cut off because your computer may be messed up."
Oh yeah,
that's great podcasting. That's great podcasting.
That will be great podcasting. But I don't want like Zoom being like, "Hi, motherfucker, this meeting's being recorded."
Yeah, well, at least they gave us a warning.
Yes, they did.
They gave us a warning.
They were being courteous.
Yeah, they gave their due diligence. Not like your computer, which is going to shut down right now.
No, it's not shutting down right now. I'll be fine.
You know what, Randy? Honestly, I thought you were going to drop him right there. And then as you said that, just to kind of create the idea of
oh, no.
Shut down.
You have too much power.
All right.
I like to say not enough. Not enough.
Of course, you would say that.
Say I don't have enough power.
So I'm Emmanuel, Randy, and Sean joining me on this episode of the ES Arcade. And apparently the Zoom lady, she will probably tell you when we are done recording.
Yeah.
Or like in the minute, you have been on this session for 15 minutes while you're still recording.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome if that happens.
Oh my God. It's like, you know what? Zoom, you will fuck you. And then we'll go somewhere else. We'll go to Discord. They won't do the shit to us.
Actually, they also do that. They have to give consent.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they actually ask for the it's not going to be like publicly like that, but it's like things you have to click on.
Yeah.
I just think that Sean's just being a big baby right now.
Well, yeah, there's that. I'm like, dude, it's doing its due diligence.
I suppose.
Doing the right thing. It's like, hey, you know, like if I just randomly decide to record everything you said, I'm going to post it online. Here you go. Did I tell you? No, who cares?
Okay. I mean, that's clearly not the case for this, but still. No. I appreciate you, Zoom. Yeah. I appreciate
Thank you, Zoom, for telling me. Never did that before.
Yeah. Just maybe a little warning next time.
The warning. That was actually what that was, is because someone got mad because they got recorded, and then obviously that posting went somewhere, and they're like, "You didn't tell me."
How do you fuck that up? How do you not know?
Let's be perfectly honest.
The corner.
Let's be perfectly honest. Hold on, let's be perfectly honest, because you are asking a question and I have an answer for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember, but there was that video of the guy who thought he was no longer recording on Zoom. Yeah. And he proceeded to spank it in front of all of his coworkers.
Yeah. And
so you can't necessarily say something along the lines of like, it's not going to do anybody good. It would have done that guy so much good. Yeah. If there was a warning that said, you are no longer in the recording, or you are no longer in the video, but it didn't. And everybody got to see his shame.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? But that guy is an idiot, and he deserves to have his...
But that's a common thing, dude.
That's a common thing. That is a common thing, dude. You cannot tell me. You know what?
I want to end this.
I'm not going to say he doesn't deserve it, but the fact that it actually happens means it could happen again.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's people are idiots.
No,
you can't say that, Sean, because I've also seen you go, I can't get my audio to work. Via That's text, true. I'm like, there's buttons.
I was being an idiot, and then I fixed it.
But it's happened multiple times. So really, it's like, dude,
Before in the past.
I can't believe, like, you of all people are just, like, so against this guy. It's just like, come on, man. Everybody makes a mistake.
Against the warning. Like,
I know.
Yeah, against the warning.
If he had gotten the warning before any of this would happen, we would have never even been talking about this.
Okay. Been able to
fine.
Oh, let's make it online. I get it. I don't like things that tell me things. No, I don't. I don't like things, Sean. I don't like it, Randy. No.
No. I can.
My
tell
computer's beeping. What a piece of shit. I'm like, it's warning.
I can tell we're recording. That's right. Not hard.
It's like, this computer's talking
and
about my
everybody
mother.
Everybody has that.
I don't. Yeah,
this
but
is
I don't
built
need,
for everyone.
I don't need Zoom to idiot proof itself to fucking tell me.
Maybe not you, but there's plenty of people who do need it.
Okay.
This is not, this was Zoom built for you? No, it's built for everyone.
I suppose. You know what? Fuck it, whatever.
You're selfish, sir. You are selfish.
I'm just gonna spank it right on my vidcam right now.
All right, I guess. Then we're gonna post it online. It's gonna be awesome. Fair.
You know what? I'm gonna pull.
I am going to pull footage.
A Yakko Warner right now.
Yakko Warner.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, we're gonna post it on Pornhub or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some money for it. Not you. I will, because I'm the one who's posting it. But yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'll be like, here. I guess I'll be your agent. Maybe, I don't know.
Fuck like, that.
You don't want, or fine. Never mind then. I won't be your agent. I'll just take the
money. Dude, why wouldn't you want to? You could go to the Adult Video Awards. That sounds like
a lot
of fun.
A category if that becomes a best Zoom.
Best solo spanking it.
On Zoom. It's like best accidental solo spanking.
How do I? Oh my God. You know what? And then I could get to go to the award show and I could get up there and I win. And my trophy's a giant golden dildo or something. I'm like, wow!
Thank you, guys. Also, we can just go. You know that, right? I mean, when
that's true.
Open that stuff, it's actually, you can actually just go.
Oh, which, by the way, things are slowly beginning to open up more and more every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, my first trip, I don't think I'd want it to be Las Vegas because I feel like that's going to be, that would be a time.
Would something like Vegas?
Well, wait, the adult film award? Yeah, it's always in Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It actually happens the same time the Consumer Electronics Show is, the CES.
Yes.
The same time. It's an interesting crossover. I've been to one, not the other, because they're just too far away to enjoy everything.
I remember somebody told me, I don't remember if it was you or not, Randy, but I remember at one point somebody told me that they were so close to each other as far as the events that people could accidentally find themselves at the other convention.
I'm down. Let's go.
Yes. The
Can
problem
we do both?
Is
I want a booth.
But they're too big. The thing is, the events are in such large areas that it's like you can't get to both at the same time. You could accidentally stroll into one and the
That's
other.
That's what I meant. Like you could, like at one point you were able to go from one to the other completely by accident. Okay. You're just like, so what tick are you guys showing? Oh, imagine all the little things that you can see in new porn videos in the near future.
It's now, it's like 4D. You get to have things straight
on now. It's like, that guy needs to use more cleanser on his face.
We at the ES Arcade are on the cutting edge of technology.
Yes.
Hell yes.
We can do a collaboration with some adult film star. We can find some star that's like, here, can you try this with us? Done.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. We could do an interview.
We can't afford to get a booth there.
Oh, so, hell no.
No, we probably couldn't.
It's hella expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we could just go, guys. Go. I mean, I'm going for CES, but if you guys happen to make me go to
because it's us, because we are the pinnacle of sin, that are going to be the ones that, if anything else, let's be honest about this, Randy, it's the other way around. It is the other way around.
You know, different times, man. If I had like a different the crew I would roll with to something like that, if my boy Ollie was still with us, he'd be like, oh, I know these guys. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Cool, Ollie, let's roll.
Let's do this.
Hell yeah. Down. Okay.
Yeah. That's the first event the ES Arcade goes to for 2022. Yeah, we're gonna
CES/Adult Video Awards.
Like, yeah, we're here, guys.
The question is which one did they actually want to go to? It's just
either. Why is it question? Why is it question?
Shut up.
Because someone's gonna ask it. We know they are.
It'll be good, but it can be better.
Right.
gotta love these tangents.
Start saving now, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm already there.
Put the money in the piggy banks because it's gonna be rough.
I'm already there. Yeah, hell yeah. All right. So
what's the first one we want to talk about, guys?
Exactly.
I think the first one we should talk about, because I think it's the biggest news, is Amazon's purchase of MGM Studios.
Is it the biggest news?
Actually, it's kind of big. It's $4 billion big.
Yeah, nearly
I thought it was $8 billion.
I think it's 4. You're right. It was $8.45 billion. That's more than Lucasfilm and Marvel were bought for.
Yeah, those were like four, right?
They were four each.
So yeah, let's just jump right in. Like, holy crap! Do you remember a time when Amazon used to just sell books? holy crap. Yeah. And yeah, now they're buying
that's
studios.
All they did was sell books. Oh my God. That was, I feel like that's long ago, but it wasn't that long ago when all they sold, they were the, you're ordering your books from Borders. Is it Borders that they partnered with? No, Barnes and Nobles.
That's right. So, yeah. They did.
Yeah. They just sold that. Now they have like music streaming, photos, photo storage, any merchandise you want, video games even.
Yep. Amazon games.
Yeah, I remember they kept trying to get me into them by like, hey, we're giving away free SNK games. I'm like, that's tempting. I would not mind playing some Metal Slug right now.
Amazon,
that's all I got.
Or Amazon owns Twitch. Yep. Yeah, they're in everything. And at least, you know, they've parlayed themselves into a media content company enough to where this makes sense. It's not like, you know, we talked about it before where AT&T had bought out, you know, AOL Time Warner. You're like, why? I mean, I guess to diversify, but why?
Sure. Yeah, definitely diversify. Yeah,
there's a definite reason as to the why. There's the signs.
It didn't work out, did it?
No, it didn't. But, you know, the possibility was there. And they felt like it was a big enough risk that it was worth going for, because the payout would have been amazing if they had done it right. But we digress.
Yeah.
So let's go back into it. So MGM Studios being purchased by Amazon. We're reading this off of Variety's website. So James Bond has a new home. Amazon and MGM announced a definitive merger agreement under which Amazon will acquire MGM for $8.45 billion. MGM, founded in 1924, complements Amazon Studios, which has primarily focused on producing TV programming. The company said Amazon will help preserve MGM's heritage and catalogs of film and provide customers with greater access to these existing works, the company added. For Amazon, snapping up MGM, which has more than 4,000 movies and 17,000 TV shows in its catalog, is a way to supercharge its Prime Video service with a slew of well-known entertainment titles. In addition, Amazon is anticipating being able to mine Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer properties like The Pink Panther, Rocky, and yes, the 007 franchise for new originals. If you actually go on there too, you can also see some of the other recent mergers that they had on there for the last 5 years.
Mm.
And it's pretty crazy to take a look at and to see how much money is actually being moved around. The real financial value behind the deal is the treasure trove of intellectual properties, or IPs, and the deep catalog that we plan to reimagine and develop together with MGM's talented team, Mike Hopkins, Senior VP of Prime Video and Amazon Studios, said in announcing the deal. It's very exciting and provides so many opportunities for high-quality storytelling. And honestly, I think this may have a lot to do. I'm not going to say it's a direct response, because it's been a couple of years, but I think this is a response of when Disney purchased Marvel, because for the longest time, even before the Iron Man movie came out, there was a bit of a stigma when it came down to comic book related movies.
Oh yeah.
Like whether or not they could actually be done appropriately. And then Kevin Feige was just like, hey, I'll give it a swing, and we're off to the races, you know, and boom, they are where they are right now. We're going to be talking about the Eternals trailer a little bit later on, but they got to create this amazing universe, and along with this amazing universe is an amazing large amount of cash being drove into them. It almost feels like, hey, if Amazon was just like, hey, if we do this right, we can be making that same money, but we got to make sure we do this right. We can't just, oh, we own it and we're gonna do whatever we want. Yeah, you do, but if you don't do it justice, then you're gonna have a Time Warner experience.
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts?
Oh my God. Well, the thing, I thought you might have mentioned this, but on the later half of this, of the Variety article, it explains that among the film titles Hopkins called out in the announcement of the MGM deal was 12 Angry Men, Basic Instinct, Creed, Rocky, Legally Blonde, Moonstruck, Poltergeist, Raging Bull, RoboCop, Silence of the Lambs, Stargate, Thelma Louise, Tomb Raider, The Magnificent Seven, The Pink Panther, The Thomas Crown Affair, and of course the James Bond series. They also included the such shows as Fargo, Handmaid's Tale, and Vikings. Now, I read there's another article I'd read regarding, because that's a lot of stuff. Like, not everything here I'm necessarily interested in, but these are big time movies. Like wow. Like, yeah, they have RoboCop. I'm like, are we going to get a good RoboCop sequel now?
Yeah, are we going to get a good RoboCop sequel?
I mean, the last one wasn't bad, but it ain't great.
It's major departure of what the original RoboCop was.
Well, because they were trying to, in that movie, just talk a little bit, and I get what they were trying to do, because in the first one, the original one, they were talking about, like, classism, you know, the rich and the poor, and then in the new version, they were talking about something a little bit more timely, like the idea of having, like, AI-powered, I guess, soldiers or AI-powered police officers. And it's like, I get what they're trying to do. Just, you know, it just wasn't, I don't know if that was
not exactly, it didn't land it gracefully, you know?
It didn't do it great. It's like, I mean, the effects were amazing.
Yeah.
But the idea that they're going to own this, but there's other properties that they don't mention that MGM owns the TV, the cable network called Epix. If you're not familiar with Epix, they actually show a lot of, like, they get the, like, after movies have been on, after leaving theaters and gone to Netflix or Hulu or whatever streaming service that they had signed on for, they end up on Epix. They, like, get, they're like Stars, the Stars network. Epix generally gets all of Paramount Pictures stuff. So, like, everything Paramount that's ever produced could go, goes to Epix and is, like, it's there. That's their first run. So that's what also Amazon now gets, and that's what's also not going to be on Amazon Prime.
Which raises the question, is this something that Paramount can back out of because now they've started their own streaming service? Or is it something that they have to, like, let the contract go through before it's just like, all right, we still got to honor this 5-year contract that we signed up with Epix, so we're going to have to follow through with this, but afterwards we're out.
Like, you know what? I think it might be, it very well be all out, but I think probably what's going to be is just going to be another area that they'll get eyes on because they're going to get money for it. Like there's like, I didn't realize looking, cause I am a Comcast Xfinity subscriber. And when I want to look at movies that are going through my cable box, I didn't realize that they actually include the Amazon purchases that I have. So not even through Amazon's portal am I watching things I purchased through Amazon. So it's like, I get it. They must be just partnering up and allowing them to sit on this. And it's like, yeah, just gives them access. Because really, it's not about them. Now, obviously, it's the, hey, you could watch the movie on a platform. But also, hey, what can we catch your eye with while you're about to go to through our platform to watch this movie? Like what, not necessarily ads, but it's like, oh, look, I have to go through Amazon's, their app or web app or whatever, or UI, whatever it is, how you're watching it. And, you know, you can't just instantly go to that movie or TV show. You have to, like, you know, not necessarily search for it, but you look, okay, what's available? Is this here? Okay. And they're going to show you a lot of stuff before then. Between those few clicks, you're going to get a lot of, you know, hey, here's this other Amazon thing. Would you also like to buy a shotgun here? Actually, I don't know if you can buy shotguns on Amazon.
Not Amazon.
But yeah. I mean,
I tried buying nunchucks on Amazon the other day and I couldn't.
Really? Yeah. Actually, I want to see. Can I get on?
Yeah, actually, no.
Hold on. I think this is a pretty good deal. This is a great deal.
Stop screen sharing this. Good God.
On Amazon, but am I screen sharing? Am I going to agree there? Yeah, let's do it.
You're going to screen share if you could buy it. And
yeah.
Nunchucks? Yeah. All right, yeah. Cool. Let's go.
Let's find it. Let's see if we can do it. If Amazon. I'm not logged in. Do I want to log in through here, guys? No.
Just go to Amazon regular. You're not actually buying it. You're just taking.
I know.
Stop it.
He's going through it. For people who are listening, he's going through Amazon Smile,
which is
amazing because it means that whoever you go through, they get a bit of a donation.
Yeah.
So, nunchaku.
Nunchucks for kids. They have it for kids. Let's see it for adults. They have it there. Oh, look, Sean. Damn it. That's. Huh.
I guess that's quite extensive. My on for this.
Not
these ones.
Not these ones. You said nunchucks. I looked up the word nunchucks.
Right,
and you
like, fine, but not these ones.
Yeah, well, it looks like you can, though.
I mean, these are training.
No, there's these training ones right here. Look, that looks like those are metal.
He's the ones that he pointed out, ladies and gentlemen, when you look this up on Amazon, are the
look, metal. $20.
That's stainless steel. Oh no shit. Hey,
yeah, send that to me, dude.
Dude, he's sharing it. He just went to Amazon and he typed in nunchucks for adults. Nunchucks.
Randy, just do it. Just wait, back up.
What?
Oh fuck.
What?
I'm trying to scroll on my mouse.
Yeah.
Stop it. No.
Thank you for Arcadians. Thank you for bearing with this. It just, you know, sometimes I want to help my friend Sean out because his searching skills for things aren't
right.
Great.
Right. Are you sure? Are you sure you spelled nunchucks right?
Nah, I was looking on my phone briefly.
Wait, which ones would you want me to look at?
Well, there were some. I could have sworn I saw ones in the wrap with the their wood. When like that's what I was looking for.
Wooded ones.
I gave, yeah, wait, that.
You know what, can we do this afterwards? Because I just realized okay. Amazon free promotion
right
now.
Okay, we're done. Right, okay.
We'll stop.
Yeah.
We'll stop.
I just realized we're giving Amazon free promotion. We're already talking about them buying something. And
stop it.
Hey,
buy nunchucks here.
although, now I'm thinking about it. Remember the days when we thought around $10 billion was a lot of money to purchase a thing? And then, you know, not so long ago did we just see AOL, AT&T ditch a thing they bought for almost $80 billion and then sell it for $40. You're like, wow.
I know. Dang, wow.
Things are great. But, you know, granted, this makes sense. I mean, what it does show that, hell, big companies are just going to buy big companies. I keep hearing, I'm wondering how many other rumors or confirmed sales of things are going to occur that are like, holy shit, I can't believe this happened. Not like Amazon can't afford this. I mean, at some point Amazon's gonna.
Okay, so this leads to the question, because as you mentioned, dollar signs are being thrown around.
Yeah, that's all dollars.
And we've already seen Amazon kind of do this, but do you see a major company outright purchasing like the big video game developers?
It can happen. I mean, there's already was a.
Let's stick with Amazon for a little bit, because we're seeing the type of money that they're throwing out there. Would you think that Amazon, in order to build their library of video games, would go out and purchase Activision?
Oh, I mean, you know, it would make sense because Activision has a lot of properties that they could then capitalize on for multiple things. Like, you know, they could try continuing because they'll have Activision's part of Blizzard.
I'm sorry. Sean, are you looking up nunchucks on your phone right now?
No.
put your phone down and get in the podcast. I just see this light reflecting off of his glasses.
I should have kept him on.
I know. Also, not going to lie, I'm actually looking at the link I have here. I was gonna say, in a chain, but as far as I can see, Sean, for nunchucks, they only do foam ones. That's the last I'm gonna say.
I was looking.
Yeah,
well, see, I don't want foam ones.
Yeah, I know, but because, you know, the technically
hardwood,
the problem is that's considered a weapon, and you know, it's hard
in Cali. I know I gotta go through illegal means.
No, okay. You just go somewhere else,
and you're gonna say that on a podcast that we send out to the public. For free.
Breaking the law.
It's not that. It's just that you can't.
Randy, can you mute him? He's self-incriminating himself. We're doing this for his own good. Mute him. Otherwise, there's going to be freaking SWAT teams going.
Get at me, coppers. If a SWAT team wants to break down my door for me owning a pair of nunchucks, you fuckers have no time on your hands.
I'm not going to try to get
too much time on your hands.
But, you know.
When you self-admittedly say you're doing it illegally, they have cause.
I mean, I'm also going to say you're right, Sean. They do have too much time on their hands, but that's a different subject that we're not going to talk about here.
Fucking whatever. I throw the fuckers out of here. Take them.
No, it's not going to be that easy.
That's not going to be that easy. No, you're already arrested. And they got you on video admitting to it as well.
Fuck it. Take them. Shut up. Whatever. Never mind the guns I have in my trunk.
Oh, hey, well, yeah.
Randy, mute him. Mute him now. Mute him now. He's just digging himself deeper. Mute him now. Holy crap. I almost feel like you want to just go to war right now, Sean. What is wrong with you, dude? Did you wake up on the bad side of the bed? Holy crap. Okay, go ahead and unmute him.
I can't. He has to do it himself.
Oh. Well. Oh, my God. Just, hey, would you like to punch me in the face? Would you like to do it again? That's what you're doing, Sean.
No, I'm not.
You are. Going back to the question.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Randy, you kind of gave a response, and you think that that might actually be a possibility. Let me present that question over to Sean so that he stops looking to pick up weapons illegally. Do you think like a large company like Amazon would go out and purchase someone like Activision or EA? Because, I mean, if we're already talking about them picking up major conglomerates for other things like MGM, who would have thought Amazon wanted MGM and they're going to actually walk away with it for a little under $9 billion? Do you think that somewhere down the line, one of the big companies are going to start purchasing video game developers?
I would like to say no, because they have a video game division, but Amazon Games, I mean, they kind of do stuff. You don't really hear much of them doing like fucking anything really. But if they were really serious about making games, it probably wouldn't kill them to buy out maybe like, for instance, fuck it, Deep Silver or if you want to like Ubisoft, if you think you can get away with it, sure. If they were really like serious about making video games and making good video games.
You know, it's I honestly think that they are for one major reason, and that is with the emerging of VR becoming more and more common. That's probably the market they're going to go for. So, for instance, they would buy, I don't know, Oculus Rift, right? And then,
for example,
that'd be a huge deal because Oculus is owned by Facebook.
Right. But I mean, whatever.
But because of that, not only would they have the library of video games that they may have worked on before, but now they have something where they can start putting a lot more focus into, and they would be leading the charge on all that because VR is becoming more and more common, I guess would be the best word. It's common. It's becoming less of just like, oh, only the super elite can have these things. It's like, no, they are starting to become more and more affordable.
It's like under $500 for a good
right. set. And there's even like places that'll not necessarily do a deal, but they'll break up the payments. They'll give you a payment plan. A lot of companies are starting to go in that direction so that more people can actually pick this up, because dropping $500 all at once is a difficult task. But if you spread that out into like six payments, that seems more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, they're getting their extra money with the interest, but it's still a lot. It's not quite a hit on the wallet, you know? So honestly, when we look at things like this, I can totally see someone like an Amazon purchasing like even the big heavy hitters, because they have the money, they have the clout, and the direction that video games are going to start going into, they're going to want to jump ahead of it and try to make as much as they can. Sean, you look like you have a conflicting.
I don't know if they could get the heavy hitters. You know,
well,
I don't think they could get the heavy hitters. I think if they're going to get anyone, keep it small, keep it like with a good team that you know this like work really well. I hate to say it, like last week, Deep Silver, if they were to get Deep Silver from Conch Media and they were to make like that Time Splitters VR or something like that, that might be something that would be like, oh shit.
But here's why I think they would actually try to buy the big ones, not just because of the whole VR idea, but
for the library, possibly.
Exactly, for the library, for all the Call of Duty games, for instance. I'm sticking to Activision because at the top of my head, the easiest one to remember as of
okay.
Right now. But like to have that entire library of Call of Duty video games and being able, you know, we've seen it time and time again where you can easily just do a high-res graphic upgrade and resell the game at $60 and people will buy it.
I think they could try, yes, but I don't think like those big companies would sell.
I mean, that's if they're it all depends on how much money's put in there.
Right. Yeah. Right. And again, we're talking about at one point, you know, there's that AOL Time Warner thing. $83 billion. You know, that's, we're talking almost $100 billion. In about 10 years, it's not going to be crazy to hear like, oh, they bought them for $1 trillion. It's just like, Jesus, was there really that much money in this country right now where they can easily just drop $1 trillion and still continue operations? Like, holy shit. You know, I could honestly see some of these bigger companies begin to pick up the bigger video game developers, publishers, because of the, of just, you know, there's that money, you know. Video games are the mediums that is constantly growing and constantly shattering records that the previous mediums have set up. They've shattered movies, they've shattered music, books. They are the big thing that's gonna like take over, and I don't think video games has hit its apex just yet.
Like just looking it up now, like just going from last year, obviously it was a peak year for Amazon, but their profit, not their gross mark, or not their
gross,
but just profit, $386 billion. So I think they have enough money to go after something. Like if Activision, you know, was thought about it, like if whoever, you know, the investors there were like, yeah, we'll take some money. Cause that also,
there goes my internet.
You know, they won't have to worry about operating costs as much.
There goes my internet.
It's gonna be, what's, Manuel.
Yeah, that's me. It's me.
Yep. Oh, we're like, oh, he's out, guys. But yeah, they almost had $400 billion in profit, and I imagine that, yes, you, for a good team, or that would make, I see where you're showing with the Sean, that would make sense. But the library of games is way more appealing.
That's true.
As Activision Blizzard.
Like, I can't imagine them going after like Microsoft or something to be like, oh, just for the media, like the giant library. And then it's like, could you afford that? And like, could you?
Yeah, that's. Well, so you got to think about whether or not there's companies that you obviously think that are like super high tier, and like Amazon being one of them, Microsoft being one of them, where they're like, we're not interested because they want to stand on their own. Now, a company like Activision Blizzard, they want to act like they're big time, but I feel like when dollar signs are thrown around enough, they're like, well, yeah,
you know, sure. You know who wants to think they're big time? Epic.
Yeah.
Epic. But yeah, they're.
You know who else wants to think they're big time? Bethesda.
Well, they're big time now because they got bought out. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're part of that. They're part of that merger. So they're not. They're big time by association. So.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not. They're like, yeah, they got their own shit to deal with.
Did you guys see the letter that Epic sent to Sony about getting that crossplay going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So much of this shit is coming out to light. With this lawsuit
between Epic and Apple,
you hear a lot of weird shit, man.
Yeah,
you know. Okay,
that's why I believe.
Okay,
those shit they could get away with.
Here's the thing: I want crossplay on all platforms. I really do. It'd be a lot of fun. You don't have to worry about getting a particular console to play with your friends. If your friend has an Xbox and you have a PlayStation, you can still play together. I love that idea.
Yeah,
but the way that Epic went at it,
yeah.
I am glad that Sony was just like, we're going to make it an impossible thing for you, because the way you came out at us, fuck you.
No, yeah. I think it was more that, like, if you were going to do crossplay, Sony requires this for every like developer or game, that they need like maybe 13% of some sort of cut to even make that even possible. And that's just Sony being Sony, like, fine, whatever.
Well, that's the the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, fine, if Sony wants to be like that, then let it be like
so
that.
So I'm trying to see if I can find the email that was communicated back and forth.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of shit going on about that.
God. I mean, I know we talked a little bit about that, this lawsuit and everything, and I know there was a lot of people were like, well, Apple's being a dick. I'm like, nah, dude, because this is, like, everyone's doing it. Like, that's the... if they're going after Apple, they have to go after
everyone
platform, and everyone does this cost. It's like, yeah, and to say for Epic to say we're doing this for the little guy, I'm like,
okay, yeah, I found it on Eurogamer. Give me 1 second, I'm going to share the screen. Oh my God, this is the email that was sent.
There is
Tim Sweeney sent this over to Sony.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. So the emails released as part of the Epic versus Apple trial now reveal the internal business discussion that went on before Sony enabled crossplay. Quote, we love working with PlayStation and I want this to be a win-win. The longer this drags out, it will be less so. I can't think of a scenario where Epic doesn't get what we want. That possibility went out the door when Fortnite became the biggest game on PlayStation. Like, you're already trying to, like, take up as much space as humanly possible. Here's what I propose. Number one, we give you the data you were asking for, plus the marketing data asked. Number two, Epic deeply integrates Sony's esports API into Unreal Engine 4 as an engine level feature. We market and advertise it as a first class engine or first class citizen of the engine, maybe E3, and we support it in Fortnite. We announce crossplay in conjunction with Sony. Epic goes out of its way to make Sony look like heroes. You get to pick the when, where, how. Epic brands its E3 presence with PlayStation. We're planning a 100 player celebrity pro-am with huge after party. Budgets I've seen are huge and it'll be the biggest event at E3. Maybe we announce that we all, with all the celebs on stage, new partnerships. Epic's willing to explore more items. Maybe we commit to a game at the launch of your next VR platform. PlayStation Plus, maybe we do something extra special for a month, offer a unique character or something highly valuable to drive PlayStation Plus adoption even more. Epic extends the Sony company Unreal Engine 4 license. I don't think I've mentioned this before, but your license to use Unreal Engine 4 expires in May 2019. That license has some of the best terms we've ever offered for UE4. Let's make this a huge win for all of us. Epic's not changing its mind on the issue, so let's agree on this now. It's like, who do you think you're talking to, Epic?
Like, dude.
Like, do I'm sorry, Epic. Do you think we need you to sell PlayStation Plus stuff? Like, we give out free video games. We give out three free video games.
They've been doing
every
that
fucking month
before you even came up with this shit.
Yeah, the audacity of this bitch.
Like, this the
but
way.
It's not like, okay, but it's not like Apple's in the clear either. When that shit, when some of the court documents coming out for that, was like, oh no, somebody asked them, like, is the Apple Store in profitable? And some of the execs are like, has it been profitable the past four years?
Let's be honest about something here. This trial has exposed everyone to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Every
platformer. It's just showing that, listen, this is where the cost is. Like, the fact that they brought up, and like, listen, Apple's doing what's best for their shareholders and for their customers. Really, that's going to come down to. Now, there is a, is it expensive to put a thing on there? I don't know. I don't know if to call it expensive, but they get 30% of the cut.
That's what they're going to court over.
Yeah, that's what, because they want to be less, because Epic didn't want to pay the 30%. And they're like, okay, well, what it was, then Epic said, well, fine, we don't want to pay that. So Apple's like, well, then we're not going to support Fortnite on our platform.
Well, it wasn't just that. If you guys recall, and it's funny too, because I remember I was helping one of my coworkers for this, but Epic started doing the go around.
Yeah.
Where you can actually purchase stuff. You know those gift cards?
You purchase currency outside of the Apple ecosystem.
Right.
And it sleeps in there. And it, yeah, they started doing more of that. And it's like, okay, well then they made it so you can't. They got rid of the...
Yeah, Apple was just like, we're not getting our cut. You are in breach of contract. We are removing Fortnite from the Apple Store. And here we are with this. I didn't really want to get too much into that. I was just more so in the sense of, I just putting that out there for the Epic Sony situation that's going on.
But no, but it's just interesting that I'm like, by doing this, Epic's exposing themselves. It's like,
because everything gets put out there. You're right.
Like, dude.
Yeah, we're watching this and having a good old time.
But it's like, guys, listen. There's like, I look at it, I'm like, listen, I'm not saying that they shouldn't try and lower the price, but if they're going to try and do that, Xbox needs to be put in there. Mm-hmm. Microsoft needs to be, Sony needs to be put in there. Sony,
well, I think what'll end up happening is
Valve needs to be involved. Like, yeah, well, I mean, all these guys who are hosting
on that, Sony is going through a similar lawsuit as well.
Yeah.
They're basically the primary place where you can purchase any video games digitally, but they're being. they're being sued because it's just like they're created the monopoly. They can only whatever price they want.
It's their shit. You can also buy game cards at GameStop still, technically. I'm like, yeah, they made it for that.
Yeah.
And so I look at it, I'm like, listen, God, like, way to go, Epic, for ruining this. Way to go to mess this up.
If I'm going down, all of you motherfuckers are going with me.
Like, I get it. And I, you know, there's things that Epic did that does that I think I really appreciate. At the same time, guys, is this really, you should just stop.
I mean, we kind of got to see them trying to like, to basically to flex when they're like, we're going to be in direct competition with Steam. And this is what we're going to do. Yeah. And we're going to do it this way. Like we've seen them do this already. The fact that we're now seeing this with other developers, other video game companies is just par for the course at this point. Yeah. But again, let's take a look at the stock prices. Well, how much does a PlayStation stock cost compared to an Epic cost? And you came at them like that?
Yeah.
I guess I can look that up.
Fuck is wrong with you? Oh my God. So yeah.
But no, okay, hold on.
Stock price, oh my God. Sony. Oh my God. It's like, I think $11,000 last I checked.
Sure. I haven't even looked at Nintendo. I started like an adult looking at stock prices and be like, hey, maybe I should have a financial portfolio and be a smart guy. And I have a thing. I have Robin Hood and just looking that up for funsies. And yeah. So
well, see. Epic's not so. Epic hasn't gone public.
Oh.
They're not publicly traded.
Okay, well, I'm sure Sony.
But
is.
You know, eventually they will. But Sony is, and I believe their stock is like at 100.
Yeah, $100.
Right now it's like $99.
$99.61.
Yeah, it's flattening right now, but I mean it's okay. It's at $99. That's cool.
It's not GameStop level, but you know.
No, it's not. but
that's a different thing. That's a
totally different thing.
But yeah, to see them do that, it's like, guys, you don't need to flex this hard for that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm wondering now, because going back to the whole Amazon buying MGM properties, they have to have a cut, right? Amazon in general, like to get things on, like, I wonder how that process works as far as them providing content. Like how much space is it relative to like their own stuff? Because they make their own things. That's their Amazon Prime shows. They're actually pretty good. And
I still need to watch Invincible.
So it's like, oh,
I want to see that too. Yeah,
it's crazy. I watched it. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot it's like this, because the animation. I'm gonna say the animation. It's good, but I also forget that it's not meant for children.
Oh yeah, no,
I forgot Invincible's what's it like for them, like, or even like with their gaming division, how much is their cut? Like, I feel like they're big time enough and they haven't delved into gaming enough to where they go, it's like, yeah, it's 10 cents, here you go guys.
Yeah,
like,
oh.
What I'm curious about is are they going to be hands on or hands off
when it as comes far as their
I would think they'd be hands off.
As far as like any of these things they do, they're probably hands on just to look at them, like, what's going on? Okay. And then like they walk out the room. It's like, yeah, what do you guys got doing?
I'd still call that kind of hands off, but
it's like, but enough to go like, you don't do nothing crazy. Don't do nothing.
Kind of like a producer. Okay. I wouldn't say almost a producer or an executive producer.
Yeah.
I will say, making recommendations is still considered hands off because it's just a recommendation.
Yeah.
And then anything past that, as far as the scale of getting involved, becomes hands on.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see, like, okay, what is it that Amazon thinks people want to see when it comes down to the next James Bond movie? You know, or
they actually can't.
Yeah,
James Bond's a bad example, but okay, let's say Tomb Raider then, because Tomb Raider is part of that list. Like, what is it that they think that they want Tomb Raider movie fans to see? Like, oh, these movies haven't been that great. Why is that? Okay, well, we're gonna step in now and hey, we're the ones that signed those blank checks so that you can make these, but we want to see this, this, and this because we want a return on our investment.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, although the last Tomb Raider movie I thought was good, I just wish they picked a different actress. But anyway, and it's a minor point on hers. But yeah, the whole thing with Sean, with the, you mentioned with James Bond, is there's the production studio Eon, E-I-E-O-N. They actually are co-owners of the James Bond property.
Oh, well, then it's not going to happen.
They still own James Bond. Like, they'll get their deal with, was it distribution of James Bond, all this stuff with James Bond. But as far as creative control, they don't have that, because Eon Studios, they get the choice of the actor who plays James Bond, the actors who, like, casting all around, what countries get James Bond. It's like, yeah, they have a lot of power when it comes to creative stuff. All but right. You know, Amazon still.
So we talked about this before, since we're in the topic of James Bond, and I'm genuinely curious on what you guys think about this. There was a time where people were saying, hey, we want, excuse me, I feel like a sneeze is coming.
Do it.
No, hold it.
There you go.
Ah, there it is. Got that out of the system.
Cool.
Feels so good. Where people were saying, like, hey, we want a female James Bond.
Bless you and stuff.
And they were like, nope, that's not going to happen. We are open to the idea of creating a new original character where where she can be a female and still be within that universe. What are you guys' thoughts on that idea? Like, are you guys on board with that? Or do you guys prefer, like, you would love to see a female iteration of James Bond?
I thought we've talked about
this. We did, but like this, there's been some time between now and then, and we've gotten to see things simmer. And again, with this being a purchase of Amazon and whatnot, it's just like, I feel like that's going to be brought back as far as the question of what people are asking.
I don't think anyone cares.
You would think so, but there's a fan base.
There's definitely a James Bond fan base, but I think at this point it's like it's either going to happen or it's not. I don't know if Amazon's going to have anything to do with that. I mean,
kind of like what he was saying. I mean, they have technically speaking, Eon has a creative control. So
technically speaking, they can't do if Eon Productions wanted to keep Daniel Craig as James Bond, they can. That's their choice. But what Amazon can do is they can make a spin-off series based off other characters that are in the James Bond universe, if they wanted to do that. So, like, if you wanted to have, like, a female-led character, you could have one of the women that's appeared in James Bond, you know, that lived, because there's a lot who die. And then there could be a series based on her or that character like that. Or, like, they could make a movie solely based on the villains, which I'm like... Hell yeah, I would watch that.
No, I think I would watch a Michelle Yao.
Give me a Scaramanga. Well, because I want to see. We only see like little stuff that the villains do. I'm like, I want to. What is?
How do they get to that point? Like, what did they do? What? How do they come up with their money? Like, yeah. What's cool about that is when you create something, there's so much that you can expand on, and build off of that. That's why I'm never going to turn down like a spinoff of something, because this is like, if it's in that same universe with that same rule set. Okay. So how did this happen then? You know, how did this person become in power? Believe it or not. I mean, as much bile that I've given the Mass Effect series, as far as the storytelling, I got to give credit where credit's due. Very well made game. But what was really cool about it is that there were also the books that they ended up releasing during the time of the game's release. So they would make mentions of stuff in the video game in itself, but the books would actually be the entire story. So there was, if you guys remember in Mass Effect 1, Captain Anderson had the opportunity to become a Spectre. They gave him a mission and he fails. Yeah. So you actually find out in one of the books exactly what happened when a 21-year-old Anderson went to become a Spectre and failed. Like, I like things like that. I like the little things that you can kind of just build off of more and more. Like, they have this giant universe and they've expanded on even more. So if they were to do that with the James Bond universe, like, there were so many colorful villains there. Like, how did this happen to this person? Where did they find this person? Like, which one was a circus freak that was just like mad as all hell? And they're like, we want to recruit you to be our bodyguard. Like, I want to know these things. That's a lot of fun, you know, like build more into that universe.
But yeah, no.
Oh my God, are you looking at nunchucks again? Oh my God, Sean, I hate you so much right now.
No, Sean, you can't get it.
Says you.
You know what's giving you away?
It's not your through Amazon.
Yeah, what's funny? Okay,
in general, dude, you
here's
can't.
What's funny. Here's what's
I took my glasses off.
He took his glasses off and he thought he could get away with it.
Well, it shines a light on his face.
And his shirt.
What about my shirt?
It shows.
It shows the light is on, dude.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I'm not taking my shirt off.
You know, you can just do another window on your computer, right? On your
I mean, I'll still get caught.
You didn't think about that.
No,
you didn't.
I'll still get caught. No.
I hate you so much right now, Sean.
I'm looking at a bunch of stuff. I've already seen how we can do it. So it's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, I don't think if they can't get a person of color to be James Bond, I don't think a woman will happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. I mean, if you could get the right story and everything, because, you know, I think it would help get a different market. Because I have my niece, you know, she's in her early 20s, and she asked me, like, why do they keep making James Bond movies? It needs to be done already. And I was like, how many have you seen? I'm like, four. I'm like, you know, there's 26, right? He goes, really? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, why do you think it keeps going? I'm like, well, for me, I love James Bond as a franchise. It's because I was introduced to it by my mom, who was introduced to it by my grandfather. So it's like, yeah, three generations of these of my family have watched James Bond movies. We all have our favorites. We've talked about them. And it's like, oh, okay. And I thought, well, what could we get her, or what could she, or what my niece get into if for her to be into this franchise? And I was wondering, like, well, maybe she had like a character who looked anywhere near like her, then she can, you know, she would be more interested. And I'm like,
presentation,
well,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Would they take that chance? Probably not.
Let me ask you this. Actually, because you brought that up, I do have a question for you. Let's say that they did do that. Let's say they didn't make the movies, but they made an Amazon series about a female agent. Badass. She has her own charms to her as well.
Yeah.
And the studio realizes, hey, we have a winner on our hands. Like, the reviews are great. The streams on this are astronomical. Do you think they would be willing, if this character was big enough and good enough, the focus would be taken away from James Bond and this new person would be like the new figurehead?
No.
Like they're seeing the numbers rising. They're seeing they're constantly rising. Maybe there's a slip up here or there, but otherwise it's on the rise. And it's just like, hey, this character has the potential to actually be bigger than James Bond, you know. Creativity aside, we're looking at the dollar signs here, and they realize that they can make a lot more money with this person than they have for the last 26 movies of Bond. Like, Bond's had his time. It's time to put him out to pasture. We've got this new character, and they think that they can actually make a lot of money with this. Do you think they'll actually go forward with that? Or will that character always be just slightly, and as far as the scale of popularity, will should be slightly under Bond?
It's not going to be instant. It's not going to be an instant thing that they just have take over. It's going to be, you gotta remember they've tried. I mean, we talked about this before. I'm like, remember Highlander the Raven? Like that didn't, I mean, that character was really dope, but not
give her enough. Own show wasn't, yeah.
Yeah. That's like, oh.
But do you think they would?
I mean, there's a possibility.
If that actually happened, mind you, we're talking about like the best case scenarios for this. Yeah. And of course, that never really happens every time. But should an event like that happen, do you think they'd be like, all right, Bond's done. We're going to work with this new character now, and we're going to build the universe around her?
I mean, could very well happen. Could very well happen.
And Sean's looking at more nunchucks. Oh my God. Sean, do you want to go so that you can purchase some nunchucks? I feel like that's more important for you right now. And it's totally fine if you want.
No.
Sean gets nunchucks.
I like the podcast. It's just we've talked about this before and I don't even remember what I said about like a female James Bond or African-American James Bond. I don't really remember, and I pretty sure it was like, dude, yeah, do it. And everyone's like, okay, yeah, dude, do it. And then we talk about it in like another 3 or 4 months. And then I feel like I'm a May, like I could just say, yeah, cool, dude, do it. And like, I don't know. And then like, hey, cool, I just found some metal nunchucks on Amazon. So that was cool. But I don't know.
Okay.
Bond. That's cool. That's not the
right, you know what? I'm going to present that question to Sean. Yeah. I'm going to put him on the spotlight right now.
Okay, cool.
Do you think if they create a character cool enough, a female agent whose popularity ends up going past James Bond, do you think they'll basically put James Bond out to pasture
and
start building the universe around her?
No.
Even if the money shows that she's making more money than Bond as far as all the movies that are coming out.
Oh, good Lord. No. People are going to dig James Bond. James Bond has been around for fuck ever, and everyone loves those films. So they're just going to do it. It's like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. What was it? Ultraviolet. I'm probably digging deep here, but he's even saying the live action Aeon Flux, whatever, like really powerful women kicking some ass, doing spy stuff possibly in some of those, except for Aeon Flux, but whatever. People dig those movies, man. Even if you put like a female version of James Bond, it's still gonna be a cool movie. You get the right people behind it, the right studio. I mean, and it's nothing wrong gonna happen there. So I feel like if you do it, go for it, man.
No, we're not saying whether or not you should do it. What I'm saying is, let's say they do it. Let's say they've already done it, okay? And they start looking at the reviews, they start looking at the numbers. Because we're talking about the James Bond universe, we're saying that it's streaming on Amazon.
Yeah, no, I got that. But
so like, they take a look at the numbers and it's like, holy crap, we got a home run here.
Yeah.
And
so you make more. Don't put
they make
James
more
Bond to pasture.
And it gets to the point where it's just like, hey, we're actually making more money with these movies than we are with the Bond movies now.
Okay.
Like they're reviewing better. Not to say that the James Bond movies are doing bad, but it's reviewing better. We're getting more money off of this. We're getting more advertising revenue because everybody wants this new character to be in their commercials. You know, do you think by that point people are just, they're going to be like, okay, Bond has done what he can for us. He's been doing it for 26 movies.
No.
Let's focus on this character now because she is bringing in the bucks. You don't think that would happen?
No dice. Because everyone still loses their ass when it's like, oh shit, there's a new Bond movie out. Dope. Let's do it. Same with like Mission Impossible. It's like, it doesn't even have to necessarily be Tom Cruise anymore, right? But it's like, yo, there's another Mission Impossible movie. Cool. That's pretty cool. All right. I'm down. And you have some actor hanging off the side of a plane by his like shoes or something. You're like, all right, dope. I'm down with that. And it looks like traditional like effects. It's not all CG. And they're like, hey, awesome. You know, you did some work there. Like, all right, I appreciate that. And that's what like is the shock value for those movies anyway. I was like, all right, cool. I mean, when I saw Timothy Dalton, Randy, you may have to correct me on this. When I saw like Timothy Dalton, like, hanging off the side of a train and they're just going up to like the Alps. It's a really speedy, like chase. I'm like, yo, that's like, they got a stuntman for that. Oh shit. That's pretty good. That shot's really awesome. And I'm like, yeah, I'll watch the shit out of this movie. And James Bond movies do that all the time. And I'm like, I'm down with that. So I don't see James Bond going anywhere. And if you do the same thing with like a female, like, kicking ass off the side of a plane or a train or off the side of a rocket. I don't know. Whatever you're going to do to push the envelope to make the movie really awesome. I mean,
I feel like you're just discovering a Fast and Furious film.
Whatever. Same, those films too. Like fucking John Cena jumped off a cliff and got onto a magnet plane, flew off. I'm watching the shit out of that movie. Dominic Toretto, Spider-Man in a car from one canyon to another.
So let me see if I'm understanding this correctly because I'm waiting for the answer, but I don't hear it. But maybe it's because
that's my answer.
You're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, mind you.
Uh-huh.
But what you're saying is because of all the hyper intensive situations that we usually see in Bond movies, and they're well made. I'm not saying like it's
totally well made,
you know, fluff and filler, but they're well made, really cool scenes. You don't think that because you get that in a Bond movie was why we won't see Bond go away anytime soon.
Yes.
Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Even if just so I can go on with the question, we see those same things, or maybe we see even more crazier things on the other character, you would still think, but James Bond is, you know, even if they're not quite as big, the fact that he's been doing this, or the fact that they've been doing this for this character for the last 26, 27 movies, kind of cements him into this position, and he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yes.
Okay. You kind of went on a tangent there, so I was just like, wait, where's the answer? So I had to kind of dig for that a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Right on. Of course, we'd love to hear what our listeners have to say about this. What do you guys think about Amazon purchasing MGM Studios? Do you think they'll become a superpower in the near future? Do you think they'll do well with this?
They're a superpower now.
Superpower now, yeah.
More so of a superpower. Do you think that the movies that they're going to have their hands on are going to become better? They're going to become worse because it's Amazon? You know, let us know. Put in the comment section. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Let's see. We did talk about, you know, we're talking about one of my favorite things, and that's fighting games. There was the announcement for the Virtual Fighter relaunch. It's going to be exclusive to the PlayStation 4. As a matter of fact, it's going to be one of the free titles for PlayStation Plus members. Virtual Fighter 5, right?
Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say this, and I'm going to lose a lot of fighting game credit over this, but I didn't play a lot of Virtual Fighter.
You know what? As much as shit I want to give you for that, I have to remember that Virtual Fighter was kind of a product of the time, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really old, and I forget how young and babyface you are. So it shouldn't be...
And I'm not really that young. Down,
I shouldn't really come down on you. And on top of that, like, how would you have played it? I mean, if you had a Saturn, then yeah, you could have totally played it and not missed out on a really dope fighting game.
I hate to admit it, but my fighting game fandom, I guess you would say, actually really came about due to the fighting games that my friends have. So they were the ones that actually really introduced me.
They had PlayStations, huh?
More likely, yeah. I had one friend that had a Saturn, and funny enough, we did play Virtual Fighter from there, but we didn't hang out as often as like I would have with my other friends. So
you know what? Honestly, it's just because it's like the guys that own the Saturn, they're the weirdo gamers. You know, it's like, well, okay, you're something's weird about you, right? Why don't you have
like a PlayStation? Why do like you have a why do you have a Saturn? What the hell's wrong with you?
What the fuck? Yeah, what's wrong with you? Well,
and mind you, the Saturn wasn't a bad system.
Thank you, Randy. And you know what? If you were Randy, if you could talk and show up that beautiful, beautiful box that you have right there.
Well, yeah.
Screen sharing this so you can see that beautiful box that Randy is. Well,
yeah, stop screen sharing for just a second so that we can get a better
there you
video.
Go. Yes.
Yeah, you talk about weirdo. This is the box for my Sega Saturn. It's actually really beat up because my Sega Saturn's is connected to my TV in my office. But yeah, I own a Saturn. I got it when it launched, and I got Virtual Fighter and then Virtual Fighter 2. And actually, that was one of the fighting games I played a lot in the arcade.
I played a bit of that in the arcade. And I always enjoyed being really good at that, like at home on my Saturn, and then going to the arcade and just whipping someone's ass. Yeah. And they're like, how the hell did you do that? And I'm like, I own the Saturn, you know, I got it at home.
It's the time when you could have the fighting game at home and be able to go to the arcade.
Right. Yeah. That's what you did. You bought the video game at home, and got better there. Then you went to the arcade to show your skills.
Now, not every time. Like, it was very few. Although Sega did a good job of making the home version as close to the arcade as possible.
Yes.
It was pretty.
Yeah, they did.
It was.
Those guys really did really work on that.
But yeah, it's definitely, I understand where you're coming from, Emmanuel, regarding not having it. It's like, oh yeah, because I didn't play Tekken. I mean, I did play Tekken in college in the arcade, but I didn't actually have Tekken at home for the most part. Yeah. And, you know, if those Tekken and Virtual Fighter were the kind of the first two very popular polygon games, that's when, you know, they were going away from the 2D sprites to the more three-dimensional fighting. But yeah, it's really cool. I'm going to go back to the screen sharing this because it is good to see that this game, we had talked about, you know, them releasing this before and how they were going to, and what they were going to do as far as the what they call the esports version, which I'm glad they went with a better name as just Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown.
Yeah, that's fine. It was just like a working title, whatever.
Yeah,
it's like it's like when the Wii was originally called the Revolution.
You're like, the Revolution. I mean, it was for Nintendo. They made a ton of dough.
Oh yeah, they did.
I'm currently sharing the IGN article where they're recently talking about the brand remake of Virtual Fighter 5, which has had a couple of like iterations, I guess, little add-on things.
Well, let me read some of it, actually.
Yeah, go for it.
So it says, Virtual Fighter is getting a brand new remake, marking a return to the spotlight for the classic fighting game series after a decade-long absence. While it's not quite a shadow drop, it will nevertheless be out very soon. Sega announced that Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown will be a PlayStation 4 console exclusive. It will include updated graphics built in a brand new engine, as well as a new online features, with development being led by an all-star team for Sega AM2 and Ryoga Goroku Studios, RGG. It is being developed as part of the Sega's 60th anniversary project. First released to the arcades back in 1993, I feel old, Virtual Fighter is pioneering 3D fighting games. While it's been eclipsed in popularity by Tekken, its contemporary rival, it retains a devoted fan base in some fighting game circles. And now I want to see a crossover of Tekken and Virtual Fighter. Virtual Fighter 5, which was released to arcades in 2006 and then to PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 in 2007, is the most recent entry in the series. While the fundamental gameplay and combat will remain the same, the graphics are being built from scratch using RGG's Dragon Engine technology, a Sega spokesman says. It will include new background music for every stage, a new user interface, a new opening cinematic, and new lighting and shaders. In addition to updated graphics and background music, it will allow players to spectate online matches in real time and will also include the ability to build Robin style online tournaments.
Yeah.
The private and public lobby system will support up to 16 players and will include new communication tools like stamps. So basically a remaster, but almost a remaster from the ground up, it sounds like.
Oh yeah.
Mechanically, it's going to play the exact same way, but it's just like everything else is basically getting a new, I'm not even going to say a new fresh coat of paint. Like, they're going to tear down the wall and put up a new one.
No, they completely remade this game.
Yeah. The Dragon Engine is what they use for the Yakuza 6.
Mm-hmm.
The remakes they did, like Kiwami 2. And then Zero. But yeah, they for people all know, Yakuza's got an amazing like combat system in there. Uh-huh. So yeah, I think this is a good move on their part to update this. And it looks great. Like, for people don't know, look online, you can see the trailer where they compare the old version and the new version. And it's just so pretty. Uh-huh. It's so pretty and it moves so well, and it's gonna look great on the PlayStation 4 platform. I am surprised that they did it that way, but then I'm also not surprised that Sega teamed up with Sony to do this, because, you know, to go and do their celebration year for their company and whatnot, they needed a team with someone big to get their games, to get something going. And I can see why, especially with Sony wanting to be more into esports and whatnot. Of course, they're gonna get the esports branded game that they
got have. Evo, let's be honest with them. Yeah, they got Evo.
I'm pretty certain they're gonna have some more announcements for this. And man,
I want Virtual Fighter at Evo.
Yeah, a few days from now as we're recording this, it's gonna be available on the PlayStation Store, and if you have PS Plus, you can get the game now.
Mm-hmm.
When I set this story out, it wasn't actually meant as the topic we're gonna talk about. I just know that Sean and I are fans of this franchise.
It's like, big fans,
it's coming, and you're like, oh, and then you said, well, I'm like, oh, but digital only, which I'm kind of bummed by. I'm kind of bummed by digital only.
Yeah, I was hoping that maybe, you know what? There's
I'm sorry, Sean, go ahead.
Okay, I think I was hoping that there may be a chance that Limited Run Games gets a crack at this.
Beat me
hopefully
to it.
Hopefully that they do, And that was, and I would dig that. I would really dig that if they got a crack at this, and I would buy the shit out of that. Yeah, but damn shame I'd probably have to wait a year before it would come out to me physically in my hands. Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, too, it's just like, I remember my friend was even saying, like, fighting games are a dying art. It's just like, no, man, it's what we're seeing is that it's not on the top of the food chain, because that's what it was when we grew up to them. But there's still a devoted fan base to it. And this is a perfect example of this, because of all the hype that came out around this for anybody who enjoys fighting games. Everybody popped for this. I remember I saw Maximilian Dude's video of his reaction to it.
Yeah. Yes.
Admittedly, that guy loses his mind easily, but it's just like there's good reason to lose your mind, you know? So I'm so stoked for this. I'm hoping this does well, because then somewhere down the line, I'm hoping we'll get a Virtual Fighter 6. You know, there's the next iteration of fighting games that are going to be coming out. I don't know how soon, but you know, we just know it's going to happen. We know we're going to get a Tekken 8. We know we're going to get a Street Fighter 6. I'd love to see more fighting games kind of just start coming in. You know, we've got the new Guilty Gear Strive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like all these things are popping up, and it's just like, yeah, man, it's starting to grow again. It's that. And I almost feel like this has more of a grassroots feels to it, because it was just like, despite there being a period a couple of years ago, maybe over a decade ago, of no one really getting super excited about it, there were still tournaments out there of these fighting games still happening for even really old titles, to the point where like even the newer tournaments still have those older titles on there. Like, you could, I'm sure you can go and you can find a Street Fighter Third Strike tournament somewhere right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, there's still a lot of people that do tournament play of Smash Brothers Melee, you know, because they still think that, and you know what, mind you, I'm not one for the other, but they still believe that Melee is the best iteration of Smash Brothers. So they're going to go and they're going to still play tournaments off of that. You know, it's just like, it's there. There's still a hardcore division for it. It's just, I guess it's not as flashy or glitzy as an Overwatch tournament or something. That's not a bad thing either.
No. I mean, the thing about it is that competitive gaming has changed a lot since these games have come out. So, you know, not everyone has the same skill set to be able to play these games. So they're like, oh, but I'm really good at the, you know, these battle royale style games. I'm really good at these, you know, traditional FPS games. I'm just excited to see the game in general. I am bummed that it's not, there's no disc version coming out. I'm not necessarily surprised, but like, I kind of disappointed that it's not on multiple platforms, because I feel like they could have gotten their fan base bigger. But I'm pretty certain Sony invested some money into the development of this game so they could get it, or at least the advertising for this game. So hopefully, I'd be really excited to see this happen at Evo. And with Sony, you know, investing into Evo, I could see why they would want to get this in there. I'm excited for it. The game looks fantastic. The streams I've seen of it look really good. I also realized how awesome Virtual Fighter 5 looked back then. I'm like, wow, this game is amazing. And they just made it look better with that freaking Yakuza Dragon engine.
Yep.
That, I'm like, damn.
I'm looking forward to playing it. I really am. It's going to be good. I'm looking real forward to it. Hell yeah. It's going to be, you know.
Are you a PlayStation Plus member, Sean?
I think he signed up right before we started. Right before, actually.
You just signed up. Hey, you're going to get it done.
Right before we started recording, he was already in the process of it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's totally worth it, and it's awesome. It gets me is that I'm like, Sony must have invested in something big, because it's free for PlayStation Plus members. I'm like, damn, day one.
Yep. It's good. It now. I'm going to have it. I'm going to have it in my hands. It's going to be great.
I am wondering, though, if it's going to be one of those games that also comes to PC. Because, you know, I hope it does. I know it's so, like, it is strange, though, because Sony, not strange, it would be, I guess, par for the course, because Sony is also now releasing Sony first party titles to Steam, which I'm like, wait, what?
I'd say we'll probably see it in about 6 months.
Yeah, that'd be good. PC. Hopefully. I'll get it there too. That'd be great.
Yeah, rock on. And it's like, yep, play some Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown.
Yeah.
I'm just excited because they have all the characters. I was kind of hoping, like, are you going to put a new one in? Is there going to be a new character in there? Like, as far as I can see, no, there isn't. They have all the same ones they've had.
You know what? I mean, maybe later on down the line they'll introduce a new character.
Like character, I would just like, I'd be okay with character skins. Maybe a hidden, like, just give me, I want to see, I want to have the old version of, you know, of Akira. I'm like, yeah, why not? Like,
from one,
Virtual Fighter One look,
or it has a white gi.
Yeah, white gi, like, or even like the polygon. I'm like, yeah, yeah, just do that. Just,
you know what was funny? I was playing, and we streamed it a little bit, playing Samurai Showdown. And when you got the extra characters, there was like a PlayStation 1 rendition costume.
Yeah, yeah,
there is.
My friend got so mad. He was so upset about that.
Why?
I go, why? Why are you so mad? He's like, because we're playing on a PlayStation 4, damn it. And it's got to look good. Not like that. I was like, it's an alternate costume. It's just like,
it's a costume.
It's a freebie for you. And he got so upset. And then every time I select one of the season characters, like two or three, I go like, should I do the PlayStation 1 version? He's like, no. Yeah. No. It's funny too, because I'll look at it and I'll just start laughing so hard, because it's just like, yeah, they did used to look like that. Like, I don't recall playing a Samurai Showdown 3D game on the PlayStation, but if they did do it, that's exactly what they looked like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm hoping this game sells well and that they'll make other ones, and that maybe, I don't know if they'll necessarily make a full game, but, you know, introduce, like, I don't know how they can work it in, but there was their other fighting game. Was it Fighting Vipers? And it's like, they haven't done anything.
Fighters Mega Mix is still like one of my, like, yeah, the best version of anything that they've ever done, and I love that game to death.
Someone was just like, Marvel versus Capcom is one of the most popular crossovers ever, and someone's just like, Fighters Mega Mix.
Fighters Mega Mix. I mean, granted, it was their game, their games. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's when they had the license to NASCAR, so you got to play it as the cars as fighting characters.
Well, they had their Daytona car.
Oh my god, that was so.
And the Virtual Fighter Kids and Sonic Fighter showed up in there. I mean, because they're all using the similar engine as far as graphics go.
Yeah,
and you know, their gameplay. Granted, the gameplay is very different from Virtual Fighter to Fighting Vipers, but yeah, they haven't done anything with that since forever. I think it was a Dreamcast in Japan had it, and that was it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, guys, we've hit the time mark. We gracefully landed on the timing of it perfectly.
Okay.
So, guys, again, always fun doing this with you. Thank you so much. To all of our listeners, thank you for listening. And we will catch you next week. Until then, the arcade is officially closed. Let's see if it'll say it.
And that was the ES Arcade. Thanks for listening. As always, we'd appreciate a like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow us on our social media at ESArcade, that's C-A-D-E, on Facebook and Twitter, and ESR_Cade on Instagram. And hey, you can follow Randy on Twitter at Randy B. Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, and Ransom01 on Instagram. I see what you did there, bud. Thanks again for listening. The arcade is officially closed. See you next time.